This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I am Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto, and we're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support the programs you rely on, programs like Route 51 with Glenn Moberg. Make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, giving takes just a few minutes of your time. Tell us your name, need your contact information, just how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay for it. You can give in one lump sum, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member, a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio. No matter how you choose to give or how much you give, please use the next few minutes to support the station that you count on with a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's not too hard to tell that we're moving into an election year, and you know in election years you can count on hearing from candidates who represent this part of the state, central Wisconsin, here on Route 51.
You care about your community, and that's why Route 51 is so important to you, because you can rely on this show with this host, with these people working on the show, for unbiased and comprehensive access to the political candidates and sitting leadership here in this area. So when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you're an important part of making Route 51 the place to go for important news from right here in the greater central part of Wisconsin.
Now, you give to WPR to support programs like Route 51, programs you love, and we have something special during this fall membership drive. Ask for the WPR water bottle when you give $12.50 a month. That's $150 a year or more.
It's a 27-ounce stainless steel bottle with a WPR design. You'll have two different color options, so you have to make a second choice there. But ask for the water bottle now and show your support when you make that pledge for WPR by doing it online at WPR.org, where you can actually see the mug, or give us a call at 888-202-2552.
When we moved to Wisconsin in 1976, one of the special things about moving to Wisconsin, which I hadn't anticipated, was that Wisconsin Public Radio is such a terrific treasure for Wisconsin. We got hooked. So as far as I'm concerned, there's really only one radio station. If you ask me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it, because I just listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Why would you go anywhere else?
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto, and we're asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. Maybe your gift will be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it's the right amount.
You listen to WPR because you can count on information and entertainment and great discussions, just like the ones you hear on Route 51. You make Wisconsin a better place just by listening and being a more well-rounded person.
And you are a listener, so now take the next step and become a member. Your first ever donation of, say, $5 a month makes Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everyone. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You don't have to live in a big city to have access to everything the world has to offer. You get a lot of it right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And wherever you live here in central and northern Wisconsin, when you listen to WPR, you're in the global public square, hearing from artists, reporters, and experts in the forefront of their fields. Because you appreciate this access to the best the world has to offer, including programs like Route 51, which takes a special focus here on this part of the state, make a pledge of support to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, these days it's really easy to spend a dollar a day on something.
Oh, yeah.
Or even more on things that are part of your routine, like a cup of coffee, your phone, your commute to work.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And consider the news, information, and inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day just from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day is just the right amount for you. Give that dollar a day right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support Route 51 and the programs you enjoy every day.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, you get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. Here are some suggested amounts, though, just for you to think about. The same amount that you pay per month for Netflix or for cable.
or that coffee that John was talking about just a minute ago, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day. Pledge now. You pick the amount. Your pledge makes the difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, it's true that your gift right now during our fall membership campaign at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps.
And we've got that trip drawing. You'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today. And, of course, if you're a sustainer, you're already entered.
And this pledge drive, we have an exciting thank you gift. Ask for that WPR water bottle when you pledge $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more a year at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's easy to set up a sustaining membership where ongoing monthly donations are taken from your bank account or credit card. You don't have to sweat the pledge drive again at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift truly is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and it gets you great things like Route 51. Thank you.
Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. You are listening to the Route 51 theme, written and composed by Wisconsin's own John Altenberg. It is a sound most of you are familiar with. Jazz and blues written and performed with sophistication, taste, and passion. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, you will be hearing another side of John Altenberg, who over the last few months has written several new compositions for a full symphony orchestra. He'll be performing a selection of those next Saturday night, October 17th, at the Grand Theater in Wausau, with the Wausau Symphony under the direction of Dan Larson. That same night, you will also hear the symphony perform several of Dan Larson's original orchestral compositions, as these two outstanding Wisconsin musicians join forces for the first collaboration of its kind. John Altenberg and Dan Larson are with us in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio today, and during the next hour, you will be hearing some of these compositions for the first time ever on the radio or in a public performance. Now, we know that the music of John Altenberg and Dan Larson has touched you personally, and if you'd like to talk with them, you can give us a call. You can join the conversation at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it live on the air. John and Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Glenn. Good to be here.
John, you built your reputation around jazz and the blues. You've released more than 20 albums, including 12 solo albums at a variety of jazz styles. Your Christmas shows at the Grand Theater are legendary. In fact, a recording of one of them is in the Library of Congress. Your blues group, Johnny and the Motowns, always draws big crowds, and that group's releases have landed in the international blues charts. Why are you now writing scores for a full symphony orchestra? Why not just keep doing what you do best?
Well, I'm not going to quit any of those kind of things. You know, I love that's where my roots are, and that's what I do. However, I'm always looking for something different to do. And, you know, that's why I did a Latin album, you know, a few years ago. And that's why, you know, I started Johnny and the Motowns. I like to explore new material. I get really bored sitting in the same musical seat all the time. So this is something that my old college professors used to tell me to do all the time. They used to yell and scream at me, Altenberg, do something in this genre. Well, it took a few years, but I finally got around to doing it.
Well, many of your fans aren't aware of your musical background. You studied music and recording at UW Oshkosh, and you were the first student in the school's history to do a double senior recital in classical voice and classical guitar.
Right. Nobody knows I play guitar. You know, that's a kept secret, which I started playing guitar when I was, I don't know, 11 years old or something. And so that was my instrument. But over the years, as I got into my early 20s, I actually found I liked playing piano better, so I made the switch. But, yeah, that was my background. It was all classical back in those days.
Well, we've got another fine piano player with us, Dan Larson. Dan, you've been involved in both classical and jazz music for some time. You released a CD recently with your group, 3D Jazz.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're the director of the Wausau Symphony, and your own orchestral compositions have been performed with the Allegro Dance Theater and Wausau Community Theater.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. I got my first orchestral experience was with the Wausau School District. We were looking for a finale to perform for a big festival at 2000. And it was a big district-wide concert. And then Jan Dean, the artistic director of Allegro, was thinking, let's see what we can do with, you know, getting some music for the dance theater. And there was five original ballet scores that I did for Allegro.
How did this collaboration with John Altenberg come about?
I got a call. I got a call from John, and he had an idea to see what we could do to put together a program. He, again, shared his experience of wanting to, you know, expand his horizons and compose some symphonic works.
And again, the show is Saturday, October 17th at the Grand Theater. You can get tickets at grandtheater.org. That's grandtheater.org. Or you can call them at 715-842-0988. That's 715-842-0988. Well, let's listen to one of John Altenberg's pieces. This one's got vocal accompaniment to it, and it is called simply Ah. John, that recording was put together in your studio in Mosinee. Tell me about the creative process involved there.
Well, last spring, I purchased a program called Sibelius, 7.5 or whatever it's called. And in this particular program, it has all the instruments, and you can create whatever kind of score that you would like. So the violins, the horns, percussion, everything. And It's hard for me to remember exactly how it is created, but I usually start off with probably the rhythmic type of the percussion and the lower end, the string bass, etc. That's kind of usually where it starts, and then I start adding over the top of it.
Composition Ah by John Altenberg, and that will be performed again Saturday, October 17th at the Grand Theater. There's kind of a heroic quality to that composition, John. It almost sounds like something you'd hear in a film score.
Well, I think that's mainly where a lot of these ideas are coming from. I license a lot of music for television, and basically so far, it's just repurposing old recordings that I have. I work through a couple of companies, and they place things and for things like we had one played during the Chicago Bear Packer football game on NBC last year. Things like that. A lot of ESPN, Travel Channel, History Channel. They'll use snippets for whatever. And so I thought to get into this, I need to really record. What I want to do is eventually get scores to score for actual scenes rather mm-hmm. than just using canned music that I own.
Well, in this show that we're doing here, Route 51, I've tried to match up three of your compositions. We've got three segments, and in each of them we're going to hear two of your compositions, John Altenberg and Dan Larson, based on similarities that I've discerned in the emotional feeling in the music. Now, John, that piece, as I said, had kind of a heroic quality to it. You could almost imagine a hero chasing somebody on a moving train or something like that. But this piece by Dan Larson also seems to have a heroic quality to it. It was performed by the Wausau Symphony Monday night at rehearsal. This one's called Trumpet Tune. Dan, can you tell us about that?
Yes, this is actually a wedding processional written for my wife. We were married 4 years ago, my wife Sherry, and I felt she deserved a big, bold processional, kind of a John Williams style. So
here's Trumpet Tune by Dan Larson. Larson, you mentioned the John Williams feel to it. You can almost picture this in a Star Wars movie.
Correct, yeah. He just, I mean, he's, one of America's finest composers and just has influenced, so much music all around. But, you can't think of American Symphony without John Williams these days.
And again, this is written for your wife,
yes,
Sherry.
Yes, I actually it was originally scored just for strings, harp, and organ. And I actually was the organist at my own wedding because we have the technology at our church where I was able to record the organ part. And so I could.
Man, you never stop working.
So that was kind of special that I could be the organist at my own wedding. So.
and Sherry, of course, is more than your wife. She is a business partner. She's a publicist for you. She's a big part of what makes Dan Larson tick.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, she got me to record the CD and get that project in line last summer. So, yeah.
We are talking with John Altenberg and Dan Larson and listening to their original orchestral compositions. And again, they will be performing together with the Wausau Symphony at a concert at the Grand Theater in Wausau Saturday, October 17th. I'm Glenn Moberg. We are also in the middle of a membership drive for Wisconsin Public Radio, and we encourage you to make a contribution at WPR.org. That's WPR.org. Or you can call 1-888-202-2552. That's 1-888-202-2552. 202-2552. We're going to take a short break and hook up with Dean Kallenbach and John Gatto, who will talk with you about our membership drive. We'll also have more original orchestral music from John Altenberg and Dan Larson when we come back. This is Route 51 on the Ideas Network.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like Majestic Theater, Fox City's Performing Arts, and Wine Guys play a huge role in the success of WPR. Your business can join our ever-growing list of supporters. More information at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy, Stevens Point, with a focus on renewable energy system design and installation, including solar, wood, and deep energy retrofits to existing buildings. NorthwindRE.com.
This is Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. I'm John Gatto with Dean Kallenbach. At Wisconsin Public Radio, listener contributions are the single largest source of funding. Your gifts right now keep the programs that you value, including this one, Route 51, on the air. Please make your contribution now. Become a member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving is easier than ever. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
Make a one-time gift, or better yet, start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. A monthly basis is a great way to pay for what you're using as you go along. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Route 51 is the one place that talks both about the issues of central and northern Wisconsin, but also showcases the music and art and theater and literature available in this area, whether it's a big name or local talent. Glenn brings out what inspires them and how they inspire us.
And that's exactly what we're doing in this special program today. What a great program. A little bit off the hard news path, but, you know, it's really interesting stuff that's going on in this area. And that's what attracts you to Route 51. It's this kind of access to what's going on right here in central Wisconsin. Your desire to connect with the local scene is really the inspiration for this show. And it's your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 that really makes it all possible. So give now as generously as you can.
And this membership drive, you can choose the new WPR water bottle as your thank you gift for your pledge of $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more. Your pledge supports the programs, and you'll love this water bottle.
It's a 27-ounce stainless steel bottle. It has the WPR logo on it. The design is really cool, and, you know, you can choose between one of a couple of different color combinations as well. You can see those color options and see the mug online at WPR.org, and then ask for yours when you make a pledge, either online at WPR.org or when you call 888-202-2552. Pledge now. Show your WPR pride.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can do so by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this, our fall membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Gatto with Dean Kallenbach, and we're asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio right now. Your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount that you choose, it's the right amount.
Since we launched our Sustainer program, thousands of members have made the switch to providing a steady, reliable stream of support to WPR by making automatic monthly gifts. That security comes with benefits both for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio.
We can focus more of our resources on programming, and you don't have to remember to renew your membership each year either, because it automatically rolls over until you'll tell us otherwise. So become a sustaining member today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. With a gift of $10 a month or whatever amount you choose.
A large slice of WPR's budget pie, the biggest slice, in fact, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state and federal governments and businesses, are important, of course, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is thanks to listener support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR on your way to and from work every day and sometimes on the weekends, well, you know, you're listening hundreds of hours a year.
You know, if you've never given to WPR before, make your gift today of, say, $5 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. That makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. Your gift, no matter what amount you choose, really does make the difference. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And after you've made your donation to WPR today, well, another way that you can help is by telling your friends and family.
Well, that's right. Whether you use social media, call them up, mention it to them when you see them, just letting them know that you support WPR helps plant the idea in their minds, makes them think, oh, if they can do it, maybe I can too, because we're of the same means, or we're running the same circles, or we like the same stuff. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and then brag about it. Let your friends know how good it feels when you support the station you enjoy every day.
Your pledge right now during this fall membership drive is as important as ever.
As an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you'll be entered in that drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip. Sustainers are automatically entered.
So show your support for WPR with our new water bottle. That's a gift to you for your pledge of $12.50 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As always, we thank our sustaining members. But maybe today's the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 a month, or whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now is truly important, so please make it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 as we go back to more of Route 51. Thank you so much.
And thank you, John and Dean. And I'm Glenn Moberg, reminding you also to contribute and contribute generously. It allows us to continue providing programming on Route 51. You can do that online at WPR.org or by calling 1-888-202-2552. That's 1-888-202-2552. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking with two outstanding Wisconsin musicians, John Altenberg and Dan Larson, about their original orchestral compositions. They'll be performing together with the Wausau Symphony Saturday, October 17th at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Tickets available at grandtheater.org or by calling 715-842-0988. And I'm going to give you yet another phone number just to totally confuse you, dear listeners. If you'd like to talk to John or Dan live on the air, you can give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can just put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I'll read it live on the air. John and Dan, I want to get into two more of your original orchestral compositions. And I have paired these two together in this segment because they both seem to have an old world European or maybe a colonial American folk music feel to them. For this segment, let's start out with a piece by Dan Larson. Dan, you told me this is called Preparing for the Harvest Ball. Tell me a little bit about that.
Right. Way back in 1998, Wausau Community Theater did a radio program based on the legend of Sleepy Hollow, the story of the Headless Horseman. And so I was writing music for that project. And this is one of the movements in this orchestral suite that talks about preparing for that. So we're in that colonial era of the United States at that time of the novel. Thank you.
Dan Larson, there's kind of a whimsical quality that runs through this piece.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting ready for a party, you know, you're going to be feeling good. I guess specifically with that Irish jig type of feel, I was thinking kind of like the old Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol, when Scrooge goes back to Fezziwig and there's that little party atmosphere on Christmas Eve there. So that's kind of what I was borrowing the ideas there.
Preparing for the Harvest Ball, Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Is that one of the compositions we'll see Saturday night, October
17th? Correct. Yeah, it's a longer piece. It's about a 20-minute piece with seven movements and telling the story of the legend of the Headless Horseman.
John Altenberg, let's listen to an original composition of yours, which also has sort of an old world folk music feel to it, which you have called The Waltz of the Victorious. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I wanted to do a waltz, and I didn't set out to do this type of style. It's kind of Scottish, Irish kind of a type of thing. It just kind of turned out that way. But happy because I have Irish and Scottish in my blood and all that. So maybe that's where it came from. Who knows?
The Waltz of the Victorious. This is an original composition by John Altenberg, and you are hearing it here for the first time. John Altenberg, what were you trying to do with this composition?
Oh, boy. It's...
That's a tough question when you're dealing with the creative process and you're dealing with things like music, which is often... It transcends the words that you might use to describe it.
Right. You know, a lot of times I forget the process, you know, to be quite honest. I just simply don't remember of how it all comes together after, because you spend so much time at it that you kind of forget the exact roots. Like I said before, all I really was out to set out to do was do a waltz, medium tempo, and that's what it is. As I listen to what I already have down and looking at it, and then I start building, and all of a sudden this Gaelic, for better word, feel, you know, kind of crept into it, and I liked it and went with it. So,
Dan Larson, we have seen traditional folk music themes and melodies, dance music, often used in classical pieces. It's not like classical music is often an ivory tower in its own little world.
Oh, correct. Yeah, that was the whole, you know, music of the 1800s. You know, many of those composers were going back to their roots and, you know, pulling from, you know, the famous Norwegian composer Grieg, you know, using folk tunes from, and then they all became kind of nationalistic. Hey, this is the music of our area.
Yeah, Hall of the Mountain King,
if
you're not familiar with Grieg. Bum, 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 bum. A real dance feel.
Correct, yeah.
And a folk music feel to that. Well, John and Dan, you both perform jazz music, American pop standards, in addition to working with full orchestral composition. What's the connection between those different forms of music for you?
Well, for me, it's probably a lot different than Dan. I think Dan came from one way and kind of settled and then kind of went to jazz. But I shouldn't be speaking for Dan. For me, I think we both kind of met in the middle but came from way different backgrounds. It's just an extension. Over the years, I kind of add more and more instruments to my group. If you come and see Johnny and the Motones, you'll see 12 people on stage. And I started arranging horns, and which I never did in the early days.
Right.
So this is probably just an extension of that as I get older and want to try different things. This is just another one of those, you know, just a lot bigger.
Dan
know.
Larson?
Well, I started pretty much with piano, you know, all the way through, and I had an opportunity in Stevens Point when I was a student there to join the Composers Forum, so you can kind of dabble in composition. I did a set of art songs from a book of poetry I got in middle school years ago, 12 poems for a little boy, and they were more, you know, like Aaron Copland-type style. And then, but also in my high school experience, I got a chance to go to Shell Lake, Wisconsin to their jazz camp, which introduced me to the world of that wonderful art form as well.
John Altenberg and Dan Larson were listening to their original orchestral compositions. They will be performing with the Wausau Symphony at the Grand Theater Saturday, October 17th. I'm Glenn Moberg. We are in the middle of a membership drive for Wisconsin Public Radio. We do encourage you to make a contribution at WPR.org or by calling 1-888-202-2552. That's 1-888-202-2552. We're going to take another break and hook up once again with Dean Kallenbach and John Gatto, who will talk with you about our membership drive. We also have more original orchestral music from John Altenberg and Dan Larson. When we come back, we will be visiting the dark side. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Dental Health Associates, Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra, and Viterbo School of Nursing. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. Become a business sponsor. More information at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum, where programs for all ages amplify birds and art themes, now through November 29th, with opportunities to participate in workshops by visiting artists. LYWAM.org.
Hi, I'm Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Your support is an essential piece of funding for Route 51 and for all the programs you enjoy here on WPR. This drive is a time for you to take action, to become a WPR contributor with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's truly a very simple thing to do, that is, giving to WPR. It's easy to do. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Your Route 51 host, Glenn Moberg, the guy who's sitting there in the driver's seat, well, he lives right here in central Wisconsin and has his finger on the pulse of everything that's going on, everything that's important in this area.
And this show, which brings us stories and interviews of issues that matter in this area, well, that's possible because of listener support. You're an important part of Route 51. Make your pledge now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio, regardless of the amount. During this drive, you can ask for the new WPR water bottle as one special thank you gift for your contribution.
Stainless steel, a couple different looks to choose from. One's light blue with a yellow design. The other is dark blue with a light blue design. And you can show your support for WPR. Ask for this bottle when you give $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Mike Arnold, Director of Content at WPR. During this membership drive, we're offering something very special. It's your chance to win a trip and to choose your own adventure. The lucky winner will choose between a getaway to Cuba, a South African journey, or a Canadian Rockies rail tour. No matter which trip you pick, you'll enjoy great lodging, great food, spectacular sights, and the company of WPR staff and your fellow listeners. Your pledge at any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find the details and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing, or enter with your pledge right now. Here's how, and good luck.
You can make that donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto, and we're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio does take just a few minutes, and in return, you'll get so much back. Now, also, think about this. Consider a 9XM leadership gift. That's $100 a month or more.
You know, that really comes down to less than $4 a day, and it makes the talk, news, music, and entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On WPR, you get unbiased news, high-quality entertainment, informative talk like the great programs, the content that you hear on Route 51, and you get great music as well. You get a rich experience no matter when or where you're listening here to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And, you know, we've been talking about Glenn and Route 51, but, of course, Glenn is also a reporter covering this part of the state for Wisconsin Public Radio. Award-winning reporter, has done so many great stories from this region that everybody in Wisconsin and, in many cases, everybody around the country has heard. This depth and breadth is possible thanks to listener contributions. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, new members are really an important part of these membership drives. Every member makes a difference, and because listener support makes up the single largest source of funding for our budget, well, your gift today, your donation, makes WPR programs possible.
And whether you tune in for one favorite program or you find yourself checking in throughout the day, throughout the week, you're getting value from what you hear. If you've never given before, start off with a pledge of $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when you do, you'll feel great.
Time flies, and maybe it's been longer than you realize since you last gave to Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, we're asking you to keep your membership active and to do it right now.
Think of your support of WPR like you think of other services you rely on and pay for, like internet or your phone. Renew your support of WPR right now with an ongoing monthly gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And with an ongoing sustaining gift, you don't have to remember to renew each year. It's continuous. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps.
As we heard Mike Arnold say earlier, as an added bonus for a pledge of any amount today, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. Sustainers are automatically entered.
And this pledge drive, we have an exciting thank you gift as well. When you make your pledge, ask for your WPR water bottle with a gift of $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift, your singular gift, is powerful. It really makes a difference. Please make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks so much.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Dan, and thank you, Dean. I want to, again, reiterate that we really do want you to contribute and contribute generously. That number, again, is 1-888-202-2552. That's 1-888-202-2552, or you can contribute at WPR.org. Dean Kallenbach and John Gatto helping us out with our pledge drive. Dan Larson is the guy I was thinking of when I butchered Dean's name. Dan is with us today along with John Altenberg, and they are going to be performing original orchestral compositions with the Wausau Symphony Saturday, October 17th at the Grand Theater in Wausau. And John and Dan, I have been pairing your original compositions throughout this program based on what I perceive to be the emotional feelings that they evoke. It is the Halloween season, so let's delve into the dark side. John, let's listen to another of your compositions. This one has kind of a menacing gothic feel to it. You call it Return to Keillerville. Tell us about that.
Well, the name the name is basically a takeoff of an old album I did back in the 90s called Legends of Keillerville, which is an area of Mosinee that was eventually changed to Cronedwetter. But at any rate, so I did an album with the cast of characters from a period of time way back. I kind of expounded upon that theme and decided to return to Keillerville.
John, you can almost imagine this piece as being part of a film score for a horror movie or a suspense movie.
Yes, definitely. I think most of the things that I write are always visual. You know, even when I listen to other people's music, I always, you know, visualize. There's a movie playing in my mind, you know, about what I hear. And so I try to get things that the listener will visualize something.
Is this one of the ways that professional musicians can still make money at your craft, by doing original scores for motion pictures and TV shows?
Yes. That's a factual statement. No question, you know.
And your compositions and recordings, they have been used for a lot of TV and radio programs. The History Channel, the Travel Channel, NBC, the Weather Channel, NPR, and of course, you wrote the theme that we use for Route 51.
Yes, yeah, I've been very fortunate that I've had a lot of things placed over the years, especially the last 3-4 years when I've concentrated on licensing my music for that type of purpose.
And Dan Larson, your compositions have sometimes ventured into the dark side. Once again this year, you'll be providing and performing an original score to a silent horror movie, which will be shown at the Grand Theater Sunday, October 18th, the day after your concert with John. Nosferatu, 1922, the original version of Dracula on the silver screen.
Yes, yes. So that'll be with the organ that's featured at the Grand Theater, and a lot of themes that I'll have to just kind of have in my head, because the theater organist has to watch what's going on the screen. So you add music that fits what you can see.
And let's listen to one of your pieces. This is off of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Ichabod Crane meets the Headless Horseman as we delve into the dark side on Route 51. Dan Larson, talk a bit about the community groups that you've worked with, the Allegro Dance Theater, the Wausau Community Theater, providing them with some of these original scores.
Right. One of the other suites that will be featured, it was an Allegro Dance Theater ballet, The Little Mermaid, and it's one short section of that, so that'll be a different type of programmatic music. But this, again, was music that was specifically for, you know, again, just the storyline, so it definitely is supposed to depict the actual feelings of the different parts of the novel.
We have a wonderful, rich participatory culture in central Wisconsin. Great.
Oh yeah, the musicians
great contribution
I work with,
to the arts.
The musicians I work with in the Wausau Symphony are some of the busiest people you'll meet, because they play with more than one organization. They're playing around in Merrill and Mosinee, Some come up from Stevens Point and Marshfield. So they're from all over, and they're playing all the time.
John Altenberg, you're working on this year's Christmas concert at the Grand Theater?
Well, I'll start working on that in about November. But ideas are floating, so we'll see what happens for that. But, yeah, always thinking.
You
not necessarily practicing.
you two must be really excited about this joint collaboration. Again, it's Saturday, October 17th.
This is a wonderful opportunity for me, not necessarily for Dan having me, you know, come in here, but he's been very gracious. As a matter of fact, the entire WASA Symphony organization has been wonderful towards me and allowing me for them to play my music, and I can't be happier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just to have the live performance is literally watching something come to life there. So,
well, we'll be looking forward to it. We do want to thank today's guests, John Altenberg and Dan Larson. They will be performing their new compositions with the Wausau Symphony Band at the Grand Theater in Wausau Saturday, October 17th. Ticket information at grandtheater.org or by calling 715-842-0988. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to our executive producer, Dean Kallenbach, and our on-air producers, Jane Ritker and Lori Frazier. Thanks, as always, to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Next week on Route 51, it's another music show as we hook up with a sensational guitar player, Sean Hopper, who will be performing in Wausau and sharing his knowledge with Central Wisconsin in a series of outreach performances next week. Don't forget to pledge. Give generously at 1-888-202-2552 or at WPR.org. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we are heading out of town.